Greetings and salutations, and welcome to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday morning as we are broadcasting live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Come on down to Applebee's. They just opened for lunch and have some very tasty specials all day long. You can eat in the dining area, here in the sports bar where we are broadcasting, or you can get your meal to go all at Applebee's here in Sault, Michigan. Joining us on today's Coach's Corner will be Doug LaPrade, head coach of the Sioux Eagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, as their team, on the road all season, looks to host games this upcoming weekend at Polar Stadium. We'll also be joined by Jerry Harwood, the director of off-ice hockey operations for the Sioux Indians. The Sioux Indians also in action this weekend against Belle Tire. But we always start with the scores that matter on this Saturday morning. We will start with high school football playoffs. One Eastern Upper Peninsula team is still alive, and that team is the Rudyard Bulldogs, in 8-player Division I, as they are heading to Sutton's Bay this morning for their state semifinal game. And you can hear that game over on our sister station, Country 105. Dave Watson will have the call of that game, starting with the pregame show around 1:40. The winner of that game will advance to the state final at the Superior Dome a week from today, where they will take on defending champ Adrian Lawanee Christian, who knocked off Martin last night in the other Division I semifinals in 8-player by the score of 36-14. Semifinals in 8-player Division II are both today. Powers North Central will host Marion at 1 p.m., while Cologne visits Augrays Sims. In 11-player football, starting with Division 8, Beale City advances to the semifinals as they topped Carson City Crystal last night, 34-14. They will host Olby next weekend. Division 7 regional final this afternoon at Thurlby Field in Traverse City, as Traverse City St. Francis will take on Ishpeming Westwood, that game at 1 p.m. The winner of that game will face either Elkton, Pigeon Bay, Port Laker, or Pauamo Westphalia in a semifinal. In Division 6 today, Calumet will be at Standish Sterling for their regional final at 1 p.m. The winner will face either Montague or Lansing Catholic in the semifinal next week. In Division 5, the Kingsley Stags travel to Frankenmuth this afternoon for their regional final at 1 p.m. The winner will advance to a semifinal where they will face Grand Rapids Catholic Central. Cadillac in Division 4 fell to Hudsonville Unity Christian in the snow by the score of 53-22. Hudsonville will face Edwardsville in a semifinal. And finally, Traverse City Central in Division 2. They advanced last night to the state semifinal as they shoveled through Caledonia 42-14 in another snow game. Traverse City Central will be at South Lyon for their semifinal. High school volleyball regional finals from Thursday. The Rudyard Bulldogs were eliminated from the postseason as they dropped a 3-1 decision to Indian River Inland Lakes. And the Sioux High Blue Devils, they were topped by Cadillac 3-0 in their regional semifinal from earlier this week. Lake Superior State University athletics from Friday. The women's basketball team traveled to Cedarville University for the Midwest Region crossover, and they were trounced by the Yellow Jackets 88-37 in their opening game of the 2021-22 season. Laker women will take on Ohio Dominican this afternoon at 2 p.m., that game in Cedarville. The men's basketball team's games scheduled in Missouri this weekend were canceled due to COVID-19. Laker volleyball, they will end their season this afternoon in Northwood as the 2-23 Lakers face off against the Timberwolves starting at 1 p.m. College hockey from last night at the Taffy Able Arena. The Lakers dropped a 5-4 decision to Bemidji State, losing their first home game of the season. Both teams will be back in action tonight. You can hear that game over on Yes FM with the voice of the Lakers, Bill Crawford, starting with the pregame show at 5:35. In other CCHA games from last night, Minnesota State all over Bowling Green as the Mavericks cruise to a 9-2 win. Northern Michigan, and they knock off Michigan Tech last night in other CCHA action by the score of 3-2. Other college hockey in the NCHC, Minnesota Duluth, they shut out Colorado College 5-0. Denver over Western Michigan 5-3. North Dakota on the road wins at Miami 4-1. And St. Cloud State knocks off Omaha 5-1. In the Big Ten hockey from last night, Ohio State wins in Minnesota by a score of 4-3. Michigan all over Penn State 6-2. And Notre Dame defeats Wisconsin at home by the score of 5-1. Ontario Hockey League from last night, the Sioux Greyhounds fell at London 7-4. The Hounds will be in action again tonight at Windsor. You can hear that game over on Rock 101 with Jerry Liscombe Jr. starting with the pregame show at 6:35. In other Ontario Hockey League action from Friday night, Oshawa over Kingston 6-4. Barrie tops Niagara 7-4. Mississauga shuts out Ottawa 3-0. Windsor over Sarnia 7-4. Sudbury edges out North Bay 3-2. Saginaw doubles up Flint 4-2. And finally, Hamilton over Peterborough by a 4-2 count. Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League from Friday night. The Sioux Eagles on the road again and winning again as they shut out Espanola 2-0. The Eagles are in Blind River tonight at 7 p.m. And we'll be talking more about Sioux Eagles hockey with their head coach, Doug LaProde, coming up. The Beavers, Blind River Beavers, blanked the Sioux Thunderbirds last night 5-0 at the John Rhodes Community Center. The Thunderbirds will host Espanola tonight at 7:30. And the Sioux Indians Midget AAA hockey team will be at home this weekend, starting today at 3 p.m. at Puller Stadium against Bell Tire. The Indians will also take on Bell Tire tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. at the Taffy Able Arena. And we will have more about the Sioux Indians coming up in the second half of the show with Jerry Harwood. And those are the scores that matter on this Saturday morning. We're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to talk Sioux Eagles hockey with their head coach, Doug LaProde. All coming up here on Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday morning. And we are joined at Applebee's by the head coach of the Sioux Eagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League, Doug LaProde, joining us on Coach's Corner. Doug, appreciate you taking time out of your busy day and joining us here on the corner.
Oh, my pleasure.
Well, Doug, let's talk about the Sioux Eagles on the ice. Another successful road game last night in Espanola as Ryan Gilmore makes 36 saves. The Eagles shut out the Express by the score of 2-0. The Eagles now 10-3-1 on the season. We talked about it a couple weeks ago on the game on ESPN 1400. Certainly every one of your games has been on the road, and this Eagles team playing some very good hockey so far.
Yeah, it's great to watch the guys kind of come together. And you know, they say a lot of times that if your team struggles, a good thing to do is get on the road and you know, get some bonding time. And you know, we've had a lot of that, obviously, but it's been good for us. And getting on the road, and our league is tough. Every game for the most part is a one or two goal game, it's not very often that, you know, it's more than that. So, you know, the road games have been good. The record, obviously, we're really proud of, on the road. And then, hopefully when we get back home, we can take care of business and keep it going.
We'll talk about that in a moment, Doug, as far as home games. But again, you've had to play all your games in home or on the road, traveling basically every weekend. And that entails quite a bit due to the pandemic and COVID-19. Just give our listeners an idea of all the things that you, your coaches, staff, and team have to do to be able to play games in Canada as far as testing and such. How's all that go?
Well, it's a process, obviously. I made a contact with Abby Canisto at Bay Mills Health Center, and she's been wonderful to us, and she's made a schedule for us. So every week we go over on a Thursday, or I should say, I guess the day before the game. So sometimes our game on Saturday, we'd go on Friday, but we go over the day before the game out to Brimley. We test. It takes us from about every player and coach has an appointment at a specific time.
Right.
So we go at that time. It takes about 15 minutes. They swab you, ask you some questions, and you get your result in like 10, 15 minutes, and it's done. So we do that the day before. And then once we go over, we had been driving in our own vehicles. You go over, the first time you go across, they'll ask for your vaccination card, your COVID test, and then, of course, your passport or Nexus or whatever you use to get across the border. Once that happens, it's pretty easy. The second the time from there on is pretty easy. They ask for your COVID test because they've got pretty much everything else in the system. Give them your COVID test and you're through the door. So it's really been an easy process to get across. A lot easier than a lot of people assume. So even before I went, the first time I was a little nervous about it, like, how long is this going to take? You know, how are we going to get all the boys across? But it was the Canadian borders, custom and border are fantastic. They did a great job with us. So we go across, we get on the bus at Station Mall, and we go on our trip. Yesterday was actually our trip was the very first time, because the U.S. border had opened
right
to the Canadians, that the bus could come over and pick us up at the puller. So in that case, again, same thing. We test the day before, but then everybody goes on the bus. We stop in at customs. Everybody scans their credentials, and then we're gone.
Doug LaPrade joining us on Coach's Corner, head coach of the Sweagles of the Northern Ontario Junior Hockey League. And, Doug, having to play all these games on the road, obviously on the ice, you've been very successful. Has that actually helped your team? It's always tough to play on the road, but, you know, you're on the bus longer, you're maybe bonding more, you're in the enemy's barn. Has that actually been beneficial to the Eagles for their great start this season?
Yeah, I think so. I think that never hurts when you a good coach or in any sport would want to, you know, try to take care of business at home, right? Win all your games at home and half of them on the road.
Yep.
And that's kind of your goal as a coach. You know, for us to be 10-3-1 on the road is, you know, I'm really proud of these guys. They work hard, and, you know, we've got a good group. We've got a really good combo of players this year too. I mean, we've got speed, we've got skill, we've got grit. We've got great goaltending. So, you know, we get across on the road, and, you know, we know now they've got some confidence. You know, we've seen every team. You know, I think they've got some confidence now. They know that, you know, if they play well, they really have a good chance to win.
Going to see Blind River tonight, another road trip, always a tough place to play. The smallest neutral zone, I think, in all of hockey when you play at the Blind Roads Community Center. The Beavers just knocked off the Thunderbirds 5-0. I believe this is the second or maybe third time you've played Blind River. What do you expect out of tonight's game?
Well, Blind River is a good team, and especially in their own arena. They're you're right. The neutral zone is about 10 feet long, and but the other part of their arena is their end zone is so big, and their boards are so lively.
Yep.
So, you know, they use it to their advantage. They'll take the puck and they'll literally miss the net on purpose, so the puck will bounce out in front of the net, and it bounces fast. Like it sometimes comes off the boards faster than you shoot it against it. So, you know, we have to be careful. It's one of those places to play where you always got to be looking over your shoulder to see where they are, because they're, you know, they use that to their advantage. So tonight, we'll as long as we play well and play good defensively, take care of the blue lines and the puck, you know, I think if we execute that, I think, you know, we'll see how it goes. But my thing this year is I think we have a chance to win every game, and that's been great.
There's not been a home league game at Puller Stadium, Doug, since March of 2020, once the pandemic started, and it appears that all systems go for this upcoming weekend, where the Eagles are scheduled to take on Espanola Friday night, 7:30 p.m. at Puller Stadium, and then on Saturday against the Sioux Thunderbirds. Certainly, it's been a long time coming and a long road, and we're very hopeful that still happens. Have you gotten assurances from the league and the other teams as far as the Canadian teams coming over having to do what you guys have had to do basically every weekend for about 2 months?
Yeah, no, we're all set to go. The league, the board, or the coaches, or the GMs, or the owners, I guess, have talked about it and have made a plan. That, you know, the plan at the beginning of the season was, you know, we will play all of our games on the road until the border opens. When the border opens, you know, it's back to normal. And that's all been in writing and agreed to. And so, you know, there's a little pushback, I think, from some of the Canadian teams because of the cost of the testing. But, I mean, you know, that is what it is right now. I mean, it's just fact of life. So, we're set to go. We play again Espanola last night. And, you know, I talked to Jason there, you know, their owner, coach, GM. And, yeah, he's all set for Friday night. So we're, you know, and the Thunderbirds are across the river. You know, for the Thunderbirds, it'll be easy for them.
Right.
You know, we're going to set it up. We're going to try to talk to we're going to talk to Bay Mills and see if we can work out a deal with the incoming teams so that they can, you know, use that facility. And, that, again, Bay Mills has been fantastic. Health Center and Abby Canisto, she's been wonderful. And So, you know, for without them, this wouldn't have been an easy process at all. So we're really, really thankful to them to helping for helping us out. But we're going to try to see if we can work something out with the incoming teams so that they come over a little early to get tested, and then they play the game, and then they leave, and they'll be fine. So, yeah, we're good to go. We're starting this Friday. We're all set home at the Polar.
Well, we are looking forward to it. Again, we plan to have Sioux Eagles hockey on ESPN 1400 this season. And, Doug, at any point, certainly I had my doubts, especially once the cases started to rise and everything. But as soon as that border was announced, the U.S. border opened up, then there was that, okay, well, this is positive. And still, it was kind of, I was still very skeptical that this was going to happen. At any point, did you or Bruno or the organization think, you know, maybe this isn't going to happen? Or you guys have been pretty confident throughout this whole process.
Well, you know, you and I have known each other a long time.
We have.
So you know me, I'm pretty much a glass half full guy,
yep,
kind
yep.
of guy. So I've always kind of just assumed it's going to eventually open. You know, you kind of have to plan for it that way, and then, you know, and have a backup plan for if it doesn't happen. But, you know, I just figured at the end of the day, it's got to get back to some sort of normalcy eventually. And I'm very pleased that it's as soon as it was, I assumed, I kind of thought it would maybe be first of the year kind of thing.
Right.
Because it didn't make sense to me to open it now, not summer. Like, if you're going to not open
sure.
it now, why didn't you just open it in May
right.
so tourists?
Right.
But maybe that was the point. You know, maybe they didn't want the tourists and everybody coming across and doing their thing in summer and giving it one more season of you know, shelter, if you will. So I guess I always thought it was going to eventually open. So we planned for it both ways. The league planned for it both ways. I think it surprised a lot of people that it opened as quick as it did, but it's good for us. It's good for our town and finally getting people back to the Polar and in our league. You know, we were fortunate enough to have the U.S. team come in, and we're going to set that up as long as schedules allow for it every year. That's something we've agreed to do. But it'd be nice to have, you know, a nice game, you know, a league game, close game, not a, you know, an 8-1 game all the time like
right.
for our home team. So
and have games that affect standings and such.
Right.
And Doug, speaking from someone that's been involved with the Eagles pretty much since they got here, certainly a strong ownership group with Bruno Braganolo and Ron Lavin, and many teams may have folded up tent even last year with everything that went on, but this ownership group is very committed to having junior hockey here in Sault Ste. Marie. And like you said, it's big for the town because a lot of families like going to the Polar. They like seeing junior hockey, and certainly if you didn't have a strong ownership group that the Sioux Eagles do, that might not have happened.
Oh, there's no question about that, Scott. Like, Bruno and Ron have been fantastic, and, you know, it would have been really easy to just shut it down. You're right. Last year, I mean, Bruno did an unbelievable. You want to talk about GM of the year?
Yeah.
I mean, he did an unbelievable job finding games. We were playing anybody we could. I mean, we played Division III teams. We played Club Division I teams, Club Division II teams, other junior league teams, the U.S. team. Like anything we could do to get games, we did it, and he did it. And, you know, I don't know financials of our – I just coached the team.
Right.
But I got to believe they probably put some of their own money into this.
Definitely.
Because how do you make any money if you can't have any fans or sell any popcorn or anything like that? So, yeah, they did a wonderful job. And the best part about last year, Scott, was we had 5 20-year-olds, and all because Bruno and Ron did that, all 5 20-year-olds are playing college hockey this year.
It's awesome.
So, I mean, that's our goal, right? We want to send all our 20-year-olds to either Division I, III, or ACHA levels, and we did that. So, really proud to be part of the Eagles, and really thankful for Bruno and Ron to do that.
Doug LaPrade joining us on Coach's Corner. Doug, a couple more questions before we let you go. We talked about the team off to a very good start, second place, although you haven't played as many games as basically everyone in your division. For the home games that were scheduled that you weren't able to play in Canada, I know there's at least three or five, actually. What are the Eagles in the league going to do? Are you going to try to get those at Polar Stadium here in the space of the season?
Yeah, two or three of them have already been rescheduled for later on in the year. But yes, that was the plan. You know, again, we agreed to play our home games on the road, but there were some of those games, five of them, like you said, that just logistically couldn't be scheduled. So
Right. Whether
it's we couldn't find ice or the biggest reason for that is we couldn't find officials. So again, a vaccination issue, and you know, it's not my role to talk about that as far as who believes in what, but
right.
I guess over 500 officials in Ontario chose not to get vaccinated.
Wow.
So now there's a huge official shortage in the province of Ontario. And we couldn't get our officials to go across because of the customs, taking a Canadian's job.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Which was kind of frustrating for us because we had officials ready to go across. They were going to get, you know, their COVID tests and they were going to go. And then you know, no, you can't go because there's a Canadian's job you're going to take. But there aren't any.
They're not working.
They're not working. So it was a little frustrating at that point. The games will be scheduled accordingly. You know, I think in December and January, both months, we only have six games scheduled
right
for the entire month. So we're going to probably have to play a few midweek games and do things like that. But the good news is the teams we're scheduling with are in our division. So, you know, like the Thunderbirds, I think there are two with them. I think there's one with Blind River, one with Esmo. They're only 2.5 hours at the most away. So I think Sudbury is one that's 3 hours. So pretty easy games to, you know, when I coached Sioux High, we'd get on the bus and go to Traverse City and come right back. Same kind of deal, right?
Right.
So it'll be easy to do that.
Final question for you, Doug. Just looking at the team's makeup and how they've done from a coaching perspective, what are your expectations for the rest of the season and beyond into the playoffs? Certainly, this Eagles team is up with the best teams in the league as far as, you know, your overall expectations with the group of guys that you got and being able to play at Polar Stadium finally. What are your expectations this season?
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see can we play at home. You know, obviously we can play on the road,
right?
So can we play at home? And that's the big thing. Bruno and I were laughing about it the other day. It's like, well, what if we're terrible at home?
You know, not used
which
to playing there.
Usually is not the case,
right.
But I mean, you know, you don't have to travel, you don't have to get on the bus. There's things like that. But you know, as far as that goes, if we can just take care of business at home with the start we have. You know, we're excited about that, and our team makeup is good. We're hard. I'll tell you what, this team works hard. They come to practice early. They stay on the ice late. I'll give them a day off, and they don't want it. Coach, can you get me ice? I want to skate. I want to get better. Okay. I mean, I'm not gonna. You know, it's like telling your kid, no, you can't do extra math homework. It's
right.
Like, yeah. Here you go. You know.
Exactly.
So I mean, you know, we're excited about that. The makeup. You know, this team is different, and I'm excited to show the fans here, the local, you know, the Sioux Michigan faithful, how good we are, because it's a different Eagles team this year. We've got a lot of – we don't have as much size, but we've got a lot of speed and a lot of skill, and then we have mixed in some size. We've got two 6'5 guys and a couple 6'2 guys that are physical, and so we can take care of each other and whatnot. And our goaltending, like I said earlier, has just been fantastic. I mean – Ryan Gilmore and Gabe Rosick have been fantastic, and Logan Raphael's has played a game, and we're really excited about the future with him. And we have Caleb Horn that comes and skates every day with us, no matter what. He's there, and he works his butt off, and the kids love him.
Great kid.
He's a great kid. So we are really blessed that way to have that luxury, and it's a luxury that a lot of teams have a hard time, you know, finding. And you know, we've had loyalty. Like Ryan's been here 3 years. You know, Gabe's been here almost three years. He ended the year with our affiliate, the Indians, Sioux Indians, and he came up like Chase Tallaire did, and with the COVID year, and then everything got shut down. But then they came back last year. So you know, that excites me to have that loyalty and that relationship with the Indians, that we can have players come up and when we need them, and hopefully, eventually, you know, if they need a couple of our players, we can have them play there too. But logistically, that's not as easy as it sounds for both teams, but it's a great relationship to have. And you know, we're excited to have them and have the kids we have, and we're really excited for the week, for next weekend, to have everybody at the Polar.
We are as well. That was Doug LaPrade joining us on Coach's Corner. Again, the Eagles in Blind River tonight and back at Polar Stadium next Friday and Saturday night against the Espanola Express and the Sioux Thunderbirds. And we're hoping to have those games on our sister station, ESPN 1400. Doug, appreciate you taking time out to join us on Coach's Corner. Best of luck tonight. And it's been a long time since I've said this, but I will see you next weekend at Polar Stadium for the broadcast of Sioux Eagles NOJHL hockey home games in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Looking forward to it, and best of luck tonight and the rest of the season.
Perfect. Thanks, Scott, very much.
All right, thank you. And we're going to take a break. We come back, we're going to be joined by Jerry Harwood from the Sioux Indians Midget AAA squad, all coming up on Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. And welcome back to Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday morning as we broadcast from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. Want to thank head coach of the Sioux Eagles, Doug LaPrade, for joining us here at Applebee's. And we are joined right now by the director of off-ice hockey operations for the Sioux Indians, Jerry Harwood, joining us here on Coach's Corner. Jerry, appreciate you taking time out and joining us here on the corner.
Well, thanks for having us, Scott. It's always good to speak to the public and the media.
Well, we always like having representatives from the Sioux Indians on to talk about their team and the season. And Jerry, again, director of off-ice hockey operations for the Sioux Indians. What exactly is that?
I'm the catch-all.
That's what I thought, yep.
You know, Mike and Rick and Dan and Marty and John, they do a fabulous job. You know, Rick, Dan, and Mike, we go out. We all chase players all summer long. It's a 12-month deal, and then you have Marty takes care of everything in the locker room. You know, Johnny, he's coaching and he's doing an excellent job. And what people don't realize, there's so much more involved in this team that, you know, the paperwork that's involved and the thing that makes this thing really go round is the Billet families.
Yeah.
And you know, we have. You know, just to mention some of the people we have, because I just want to give them a shout-out.
Absolutely.
You know, Adam and Heather Raphael, you know, they build it for us. They've done for a couple of years. Travis and Allison Pavlot just started this year. Chris and Kathy Zabo, they've been doing this for years, you know, and not only that, they own the Antlers.
Yep.
And stuff like that. You got Dennis Rutledge and Christine McKechnie are in this year, and then Aaron and Amy Greenleaf. Tony and Cammy Hubbard are helping out. Them people right there are invaluable. And, you know, we're always out looking for people that want to get involved and be part of the program. And it's being part of a program where you're bringing someone into your house and family. And there's a lot of really good relationships that have been made throughout the years. I've done it for years and years, and we still have kids that from years – that are in contact with you and you see them somewhere, it's kind of gratifying that they always want to call you back and say, hi, how you doing? And so, you know, if there's someone out there listening right now that might be interested for next year, by all means, contact us on our website or Facebook and we'd be happy to talk.
And that's certainly a vital part of any junior hockey team or midget hockey team is getting those billet parents, which is hard to do when there isn't a pandemic, and certainly even harder. And, you know, these individuals, you mentioned quite a few that I know, very good people. You know, for parents of your players, you know, that's quite a challenging and maybe even stressful thing is, who are these people that are going to be, you know, having my child in their house for 4, 5, 6 months? And certainly, you know, from your perspective, you want to get the best people. And from that list that you mentioned, you certainly seem to have some good folks there.
Oh, we have phenomenal billet families. They're very, very good. You know, they take care of the kids. They're bringing kids from, and we have kids that from on this team this year from Alaska to New Jersey.
Right.
We're fortunate this year that we have actually 7 local kids, and you know, them kids are kids that have come up through the Sioux Michigan Amateur Hockey Association, and it's a credible thing to them because they're doing really well. They are kids that are part of the mainstay of our team, so. That helps us too. You know, there's been years where I remember when Kyle Jean was playing for us, he was the only local kid we had on it.
I remember that, yeah.
So when you're out looking for 19 places for kids to live, it's a tough go, you know. But we always seem to find a way, and that's what it's all about.
Let's look at some of the players before we get to the games and other things here. Jerry, let's talk about the local players first. You mentioned seven here from Sault Ste. Marie that played in the Sault Michigan Hockey Association. Who are those seven players?
Well, you know, we have local kids, Kyle Stevens. This is his second season with the team. Kevin Smith, this will be his second also. Newcomer, Curtis Hubbard. Robbie Landis is our captain this year. He's been a mainstay on D. Aiden Hoppala is a second-year player. Cam LeBeatty, even though he's from Newberry, he's played most of his hockey here. He's a rookie goaltender. Curtis Hubbard, you know, I might have said that. And then we have Ethan Chambers. He's a 2006 birth year, and he's just
wow.
He's jumped right in. He's very young, but he seems to really grasp the game. He keeps it simple. He makes the first pass, and he just absorbs everything Johnny gives him, which is a fantastic attribute for a player.
Jerry Harward joining us here on Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. And Jerry, one of the players here over the past week or so was assigned a tenure with the Fairbanks Ice Dogs of the North American Hockey League. Of course, Sault Michigan native Robbie Proffitt, I believe still the general manager.
Yep.
Up there, Colin Goff, who has 18 goals and 13 assists in 19 games. Going to play for the Fairbanks Ice Dogs. From an organizational standpoint, got to be real happy when any of your players progress, especially to go to a good league and a very good organization in Fairbanks.
We're very excited for Colin, but Colin's an outstanding young man. This is his second season with us, and he came last year. Dan and Mike had went to Robbie's camp and seen this kid, and he's from Wasilla, Alaska. And so they wanted him, and we talked to him and talked him into coming last year. And, I mean, I'll be honest with you, his mother is actually here in town to visit this weekend from Alaska to watch him play. And she always said, boy, that was a tough thing to let go. But now she's like, it was the best move he ever made in his life. And he spent the summer working out. And he had a good year last year, but the things he did off the ice during the summer changed his whole game. He's almost like a man amongst boys out there. He's putting up points. He's turned into a good leadership role. And it wasn't like he didn't have opportunities to go to other teams, because everyone knew what he had, and they watched him play last year in the Maha League. So he was the kind of character kid that you want that said, no, I'm coming back. And he did. And look what he's done. You know, he is the engine that makes this team go. For lack of a better way to put it going. When he's on, they're on. And he's carrying along and helping kids. Like Kyle Stevens is 2 years younger than him, but he's on the line with him. So Colin has a very explosive stride, a great shot, and a good hockey mind. So that's going over to young kids like Kyle and that. And they see that, and they see his work ethic, and that's making our team better from one end to the other.
Jerry, who are some of the other key players that you want to talk about before we look at this weekend's games and some other things? Who are some of the other players that are having good seasons, or just in general that you want to discuss?
Well, we went last year to Green Bay, and we played a team over there. They played in the national tournament, and Rick is friends with their coach, and he played for the Indians Junior A team years ago. And when we went there, they had three kids on that team, and we brought three kids from Wisconsin, you know, one from Green Bay, one from Neenah, Wisconsin, and one from De Pere. Alex's friend came from there, Cole Altergott and Grady Compo. And Alex is doing well. I mean, he scored 10 goals, 4 assists for us so far. Cole Altergott is another player that's put together decent numbers for getting into it. He's got 5 and 8 for 13 points. Grady is putting up points together, and he's just kind of getting into his stride. You know, it took a little bit, but he's doing well. And like Cole and Alex, those guys, they're tough along the boards. They're very, very hard to play against. Cole has an explosive stride, kind of like Colin. He just needs to settle it down. We think that he's probably got a lot more upside than he's got yet, and we're excited for him to go forward too. But there's a lot of kids. Kyle Stevens is an exceptional player. Robbie Landis is just like, he stands steady.
Smart player.
Yeah, he just
very smart player.
He just never gets himself in trouble. He just makes the right pass, and and he's a good, great leader too. In the dressing room, off the ice, on the road, you know, you can go to Robbie and say, hey, you know, I want to see these guys in 15 minutes, and they're there in 15 minutes. So there's a lot of character players. We picked up Ethan Lindell is his second year from Sheboygan, and he's started to put up some points of last, so he's coming along. Sevy Litz came to us from Little Caesars last year. He wanted to get away, and he's kind of finding his stride. Another steady defenseman is Cole Peterson, who's his second year, and he came from us from Cleveland, Ohio. And Cody Gagneau kind of sent us our way. You know, it's a small world hockey.
And, yes.
And the kid is just – he's a phenomenal kid too. We got another kid that came from Des Moines. He's just kind of fitting in. So there's a lot of kids that really, you know, contribute to this team. So they all have to be working hard. And that's kind of – we're a paycheck, you know, hardworking team. That's just the way that we don't have no Wayne Gretzky's or a Connor McDavid's. You know, it's just the way we have to go about business.
11:47 here on Coach's Corner, live from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, talking Sioux Indians hockey with Jerry Harwood. And Jerry, looking at the season so far, the Indians 500 on the season. You'll be at home today at Polar Stadium against Bell Tire. That game a little earlier than it was scheduled. That game at 3 p.m. Again, that one at Polar Stadium. You also take on Bell Tire tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. at the Taffy Abel Arena. What should fans expect from the games this weekend? Bell Tire certainly one of many good teams in your league. What do you expect this weekend?
Oh, I think it's going to be hard nose. You know, playing in the Polar, there's not a lot of room to run. They're going to be, you know, probably pretty explosive and skilled. They're, you know, all the Detroit teams seem to find those players, and they recruit, you know, the best they can get out of Detroit, competing against everyone else, and they pull from all over the United States and the world for that fact. And it's going to be, you know, I would expect it to be a battle. They're kind of sitting above us a little bit in the standings because Michigan's midget major division has 9 teams in it. 8 will move on to start into the playoffs. So you have to fight for one of those things. And right now we're sitting pretty good. But every game is 3 points, so you can't give away points.
Looking at the rest of the season, Jerry, you'll be at home again next weekend against Little Caesars, always a big game, and then you'll take on Bigby, I believe. I'm not sure what's
so,
that team?
Yeah, Bigby is the old Myers AAA.
Oh, right, right.
So
yep.
they changed their sponsors. But, yeah, they're always Brian Sherry coaches them. He played, you know, the small world we live in, he played for the Sioux Indians team years ago too. So now he's coaching down there. He's had great success with them. You know, I mean, it's hard to stay to be the top down there every year, but he will always field a good team, and they'll be great games.
You mentioned picking up a showcase tournament coming up, I believe, in January in Columbus, Ohio. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Mike, we were searching, and Mike was out there. We were looking for, you know, a tournament to go to, and so they have what they call as a Super Series Midget Major tournament, and it's in Columbus, Ohio. I think the last weekend of January we had an open date. So we're pretty well set now for our schedule from now till, you know, March. And this is a Super Series. You'll be down there. We're going to play, you know, Indy Fuel will be there, Columbus Blue Jackets, S-Mark Stars. These are some of the teams. And we try to go to different tournaments where you get the kids shown in a different venue. Like that would probably be a lot more East Coast teams as compared to going to Minnesota, and that's what they're always doing. They're Mike and Rick and them, they're always trying to showcase these kids, because our job is to try to get them the next level. You know, these kids have aspirations of playing, and they come here and they dedicate themselves to that, and they move away from home for that reason. So it's always about that, you know, it's to try to promote your team.
Jerry, you've been involved with the Sioux Indians for quite some time, and I would venture a guess that any midget AAA squad, even any junior hockey team, does not have the wealth of experience and information that your staff does with Rick Corby or Mike Canisto, Dan Lasley, John Ferroni, yourself, and others. I mean, I don't know how many years of experience you have in hockey. I don't want to age you too much, but that's just a lot of experience with hockey. Has that helped this organization just with the vast knowledge base and experience that your coaching staff and other staff have?
Well, I think, you know, everything in hockey, and you just about, you know, you laugh every time you walk into a rink because I remember walking into Detroit 2 or 3 years ago and Mike's boy played at Northern and he played with guys out there and their coach, the kid he played with and was always at the house of Mike's house all summer long, is the coach of the Anaheim Ducks.
Yeah.
And he's their coach and his UA team and we're laughing. And then there was another guy named Alex Kim who had come here and played for the Hawks. He was coaching the Anaheim U16s. But the networking and the camaraderie and the people you get to know, you know, and it's all about trust, you know. You really, it's almost like a job reference. You can't send a player somewhere and tell him, oh, this kid's going to be Connor McDavid, and,
right.
And he's not going to be that. You know, you have to be honest. And Mike and Rick will be brutally honest, you know. And maybe that's old school because that's the way it should be. But it's better for the players, the coaches, and our reputation in the long run.
Sometimes old school is a good thing, in my
opinion.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, sometimes we need to bring it back.
Yes, we do. Jerry Harwood joining us on Coach's Corner from the Sioux Indians. Again, the Indians in action this weekend. They'll be at Polar Stadium taking on Bell Tire at 3 p.m. And then tomorrow morning at the Taffy Able Arena, also against Bell Tire at 10 a.m. Jerry, appreciate you taking time out of your schedule for joining us on Coach's Corner. Best of luck this weekend and the rest of the season.
Hey, well, thank you for having us, and good luck to everything you got going on.
I appreciate that. We're going to take our final break of the show. We come back, we'll close up shop from Applebee's on the I-75 Business Spur in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. You are listening to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Welcome back to Coach's Corner on 1230 WSOO. Scott Nason filling in for Dave Watson on this Saturday morning. And before we get out of here at Applebee's, let's look at our broadcast schedule for our family of stations here at Sovereign Communications over the next few days. Eight-player football Division I semifinals this afternoon over on Country 105 as the Rudyard Bulldogs will be at Sutton's Bay. Dave Watson, who is traveling there, I would imagine right now, will be on the call, starting with the pregame show around 1:45. Good luck to the Rudyard Bulldogs and head coach Jimmy Suggett. Certainly going to be a tough battle in Sutton's Bay, but that Bulldogs team is tough, and that sports program is in Rudyard is just fantastic. We'll have Laker hockey tonight as Lake State goes for a split at home against Bemidji State. You can hear that game on Yes FM with the voice of Laker hockey, Bill Crawford, starting with the pregame show at 5:35. Sioux Greyhounds hockey tonight as the Hounds try to split their road trip as they travel to Windsor to take on the Spitfires. Jerry Luscombe Jr. will have the call of that one on Rock 101, starting with the pregame show at 6:35. Detroit Red Wings hockey right here on 1230 WSOO tonight as the Wings are at home to take on the Montreal Canadiens. Ken Cal and Paul Woods will be on the call, starting with the pregame show at 6:45. Detroit Pistons basketball tonight on ESPN 1400 as the Pistons are at Toronto. Mark Champion and Rick Mahorn will have the call of that one, starting with the pregame show at 7:05. Tomorrow, Detroit Lions football on Oldies 93 as the Lions look to win in Pittsburgh for their first time since 1955. Wow. Dan Miller and Lomas Brown will be on the call of that one on Oldies 93, starting with the pregame show at noon. Monday night, the game on ESPN 1400 with myself, along with David McKeg Jr. and Butch Davis. 6 to 8 p.m., the Twin Sioux's only local, regional, and national sports show, The Game, Monday nights on ESPN 1400. And next weekend, Sioux High Blue Devil hockey here on 1230 WSOO starting Friday night at the Big Bear Arena as the Blue Devils will take on Milford. Dave Watson will have the call of that one right here on 1230 WSOO starting with the pregame show at 7:50, and the Blue Devils will also be in action a week from today taking on Lakeland. Dave will have the call of that one starting at 2:50. And Sioux Eagles hockey home at the Polar Stadium for league games for the first time since March 2020 as they will take on Espanola on Friday night and the Sioux Thunderbirds on Saturday night, and we're hoping to have those games over on ESPN 1400. We'll have further information on that coming up. Want to thank our guests here on Coach's Corner this morning, including Doug LaProd, head coach of the Sioux Eagles, and Jerry Harwood, director of off-ice operations for the Sioux Indians. Want to also thank our broadcast engineer, Izzy Stratton, doing a great job as always. Izzy, thanks for all you do. And thanks for all of you that have listened here to Coach's Corner. Again, if you want to hear the podcast of today's show, you can find it a little bit later on the website, thegamesportsshow.podbean.com. That's going to do it here for Coach's Corner. Until next week, we will talk to you then. Coach's Corner here on 1230 WSOO.